Hello, everybody. Paul.
Yeah.
And
Claire.
Randall. And the reason we're speaking like that is for no particular reason other than the fact that we're playing.
We've been speaking to devices, haven't we?
Yeah, playing translation.
This is the question. Could you learn another language?
Yeah.
Using an app?
Yeah.
Is it any more? What's wrong with those dogs? They're a bit loony tuned. Could you? Right, so everybody, not everybody, but we've all kind of done the going abroad bit and buying the phrase book and that yeah. says, hello, I would like a cup of tea, please.
And we've got a little treat to show you about that, how that works. You need to explain the background, don't you? Because we're going on holiday.
We're going on holiday to Turkey in...
some weeks' time.
Some weeks' time.
About 4 weeks' time, isn't it?
Yeah, just under 4 weeks, about 3 weeks and 5 days.
Yay.
And we're going to...
Yeah, I'm switching the speaker on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to Turkey. Go away, dog. And you're not coming. We're going to Turkey. And I'm very much of the... And I know the English kind of do the whole, you know, I'm British, God damn it, you will speak to me in English.
Yeah.
Scenario. But I'm not of that persuasion. And so
we like to try and at least learn a little bit of the language.
We do. And I've been to Turkey a few times, so I can say a couple of words in Turkish, like hello and please and thank you and stuff. But... I'm not proficient by any means, beyond hello, please and thank you.
So we thought we'd try and learn. And so I said to Claire, have you ever heard of earworms? And earworms is like a language learning format. And basically they play the language to music. So they speak the language to music. And then you're meant to try, and there will be sounds like whatever. So if I find... and then we decided to talk about and look at our translation apps on our phones. So we're gonna show the earworms one first, and then we're gonna show you Claire's got Google Translate and I've got iTranslate. But we started doing it so that Claire was speaking Afrikaans because Claire speaks fluent Afrikaans because she's classed as an Afrikaner in South Africa.
In Afrikaner.
In Afrikaner. And we can see where this is going. And so what's the challenge? I can't remember. The challenge is like, can you replicate any of this? Is there a language like, can you guys come and play the same thing? Can you get
but it's not only that, how accurate are these
yeah,
apps,
yeah.
really?
But it helps that you know Afrikaans, doesn't it?
Does.
Yeah.
But would you go abroad with this stuff and do a translation and the locals look at you and go,
and is it yeah, exactly. So is it practical? So let's do the earworms first. Oh, this is the second one.
To eat.
Yemek.
To eat.
Yemek.
Something to eat.
Bir şey yemek.
The good things with these in-ear headphones slash microphones is
yemek.
That you're listening to the speaker exactly as I would be.
Something.
Bir şey.
Something to eat.
Bir şey yemek.
Excuse me, I'd like something to eat.
Affedersiniz.
It does.
Bir şey yemek istiyorum.
Excuse me.
Affedersiniz.
Excuse me.
Affedersiniz.
Affedersiniz.
Affedersiniz.
Yeah, sounds like I'm an arsonist. Like.
Bir şey yemek istiyorum.
Something to eat, I'd like.
Bir şey yemek istiyorum.
And something to drink, I'd like.
Bir şey içmek istiyorum.
Something to drink, I'd like.
Bir şey içmek istiyorum.
To drink.
İçmek.
To drink.
İçmek.
İçmek.
To drink.
İçmek. İçmek. İçmek. İçmek.
What would you like to drink? You say. What to drink would you like?
So
what?
That's basically how it goes, and then you'd be the next track. How's it gone?
Next track.
So I presume next track goes on to
a
kebab and salad.
Yeah. You can ask for that in Britain.
A kebab.
Bir kebab.
Bir kebab.
Bir kebab.
That's easy enough.
Salad.
Ve salata.
Salata. Ve salata.
Ve salata. Soup.
Çorba.
Çorba.
Soup.
Çorba.
Çorba.
Soup.
Çorba.
Çorba. Çorba.
And also some bread.
Biraz ekmek.
Some bread.
Biraz ekmek.
Biraz ekmek.
Biraz.
Some.
Biraz.
Biraz.
Bread.
Ekmek.
Ekmek.
Yeah.
Ekmek.
Some bread.
Biraz ekmek.
And also some bread.
Ve de biraz ekmek.
Ve de biraz ekmek.
And also.
Ve de.
Right,
ve
so, okay, so we've got that.
Now, how much of that would you remember? You're going to have to take that in over the next 3.5 weeks.
So there's that. So we're going to put that to the side for a second.
That's the contrast between going and buying the language course and not having that to refer back to.
Yeah.
And then having the translate.
And having the translate software.
Which is the live.
Okay, so who's going first with this?
So I have.
You're going to go first. Yeah. What have you got?
I have Google Translate.
Yeah.
Let me just clear my.
The only thing is we can't.
Let me just clear my translation history.
Are we going to stick with Afrikaans now? Because you're the only person that can verify that he's right, aren't you? So there's no point in translating to Turkish right now, is there?
I guess not. Right, well, what we could do is...
We'll try the different ones. Now, I think, so far from an accessibility point of view, and this isn't just about accessibility, anyone can join in this.
Right, let's switch.
We're just seeing which one is the easiest to use. If you're on site and having to do the thing right there and then in the cafe or whatever.
So I'm going to do it the other way around. So I'm going to translate from Afrikaans to English. Because that gives a perspective from the person who is doing the trans, like, who's doing the being living abroad.
Yeah.
Now I found that this audio isn't great, is it?
No.
Recorder.
But you do, and just to say a couple of things, you do need an internet connection, really. I think for most of these translations.
Yeah, so if you're roaming abroad,
you might have problems. But it's getting to the point now where they say on some of them it's live, so you're supposed to be able to speak into it and get the thing out of it straight away.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that Google one is quite as good as the translate so far.
I think the Google textual input one is. I think the Google text input.
Yeah. But it's speaking that you actually want to do, isn't it, when you're abroad? So
if I go abroad, so I'm an Afrikaner and I've gone into London.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like you're setting up a Lingophone type. You're a busy Afrikaner and you've had to go to London on a marketing course.
So, okay.
Hello, Clara.
No, shut up. So I've had to go to London on a busy, I don't know, what do we market from South Africa?
Brewurst. Brewurst.
No, Drewurst.
Drewurst.
Yeah, and Bultong.
And Bultong.
And diamonds.
And got, you wish.
They do. South Africa have massive loads of diamonds. Of course they do,
yeah. And I was going to say, and gold, what's that cider called?
Black, Hunter's Gold.
Hunter's Gold. Cider.
Yeah. So I'm in Africa. I'm in South Africa. I'm from South Africa. Come to promote rhino poaching.
Yeah. Go on then.
I'm not really.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Rather darker market there, I think.
So let's kind of go with
dark market.
Okay. Right. So let's record this, and I shall go.
Go for it.
Hello, ek is hier in London, want ek wil hê julle moet Suid-Afrika toe kom om renosters te kom doodskiet.
Awesome.
Okay. Let's see. How that
you can't wait. Bring it over here.
You have no idea what I've just said.
No. Think of that rhino.
Right. Would you like to hear the audio or would you like to hear?
The audio first.
Right, let's see.
I'm not sure.
Rhino comes shooting.
Come shooting.
Come shooting.
Oh, okay.
So what I said was, hello. I am here in London to come to what did I say? Oh, okay. Hello, what I would like is for you to come to South Africa to shoot rhino. Right?
Yeah.
Where is it translated to? Rhino comes shooting. So what it basically proves, or seems to prove, is that these translation apps actually make you look like a tourist still.
Yeah, of course. But you're able to say far more than you could ever. So if there was a quick way of doing this.
Yeah.
Then so have another go with yours and then we'll do two with this one. Okay. Or three, maybe three each.
Okay. So hello, vanaand gaan ons baie wyn drink en dan sal ons baie dronk wees. Okay, so it's a translated mic. Where's my...
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
So it's almost like pigeon language it translates back to, isn't it?
Well, that one, yeah, I think so. So should we try... So two of each, then? It's going to go afraid as well. Right, okay. So now we've got one called Say Hi. At the bottom of the screen, you've got the English, so you can speak into it in English. Or, in this case, we're going to go Afrikaans, because it...
Do we have any, other language speakers?
Yeah, that's the question, though, isn't it? We want in order to test this accuracy, you have to be able to speak one of the languages that you're translating from, /to, whatever. Yeah. So we've got people like, who I can think of immediately, Chi Chow
is Malaysian, so he would speak Chinese.
Yeah, we've got...
Johanna speaks Finnish. Nama speaks... she speaks quite a couple of languages
at least. So she's Israeli. She speaks Israeli. Polish, maybe? Was she from there?
Yeah, I think she speaks Polish and Hebrew.
Hebrew, definitely, yeah. I shouldn't have said Israeli. It is Hebrew, isn't it?
Who else do we have?
There are
a few Americans who may speak some Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. Yeah, so we've got choices here. And they do differentiate between... Spanish, Latin American Spanish, and what do you call it? Normal Castilian Spanish and Catalan. Anyway, so let's go for this Afrikaans because we can do this because Claire's awesome. Ready?
What am I going to say this time?
Whatever you like. I won't know. So Claire's speaking to me now, and I need to speak back to her. So we're having a conversation, and I'll respond. Obviously, you can understand English, but you can say whether the was accurate or not, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, ek wil graag vanaand by jou kom eet.
Hello, I would like tonight to come and eat.
But I did say with you, so...
Okay.
I said, I would like to come and eat with you tonight.
Okay, so I'm looking at you and I'm fancying you and I'm thinking, oh yeah, because I do. But I'm thinking, looking at you as if to say, oh, honking ho, what's going on here then? And so I say, okay. Do you mean you'd like to come and eat with me or on your own? Because I would very much like to come and eat with you. What did it say?
I'm not bearing in mind the language is awful. That, like, as in the robotic talk of it is dreadful. At least Google Translate has what sounds a bit like normal human beings, as opposed to that sounds like someone with a false voice box. Even worse than
I've had one of those tracheotomies or whatever.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking that without offending too many people.
No, of course not. I don't mean any offense.
It said something like, do you mean you would like to eat with me on your very own? Or would you like, because I would quite like to be with you or something. I can't.
Well, we can do it again. Hang on, let me make it speak again. Oh, hang on.
I would much talk. Yeah, go through that word by word. I would very much talk. This is translated what you said.
Hang on.
So what it's translated, what it's heard.
Here we go.
I would talk. And so it translates, if you look there, it's got the English of what it heard.
Yeah, where...
Do you mean you'd like to come and eat with me on your own? Because I would very much talk to complete with you. I would very much talk like to complete with you.
Yeah. So what if I said...
Make that as you will.
Hang on, so... So now, okay, so... Actually, let's cut to the chase. I would really like to get off with you because I really think you're gorgeous. Is there any chance that we could go into the bush together and do wild things like wild animals do?
If there's a chance you can go into the into the bushes, I am the wild things like wild animals do.
So in the end, after what I said then.
It did.
So let's try something a bit easier. Actually, forget dinner. Is it okay if we just go to the bush and do wild things together like wild animals do?
You only got about 2 minutes.
Hang on a second. Let's once more.
I don't think
it's because it's not taught. It's
wait for it to stop talking when you press the
English button. Oh, hang on. Let's do that. Okay. Actually, I forget the drinks. I would really like to just go into the bush with you and do wild things as wild animals do.
I just want to go into the bushes and do wild things as wild animals do. Something about drinks in the beginning.
But yeah, okay. So I think we've had a bit of a laugh with that.
I think.
Whether you could do anything
you
seriously.
You could have a date with this, could you?
No. No. No, it would take a while. But it would be fun, though. It would be fun. I don't know. I think we get into a stage, aren't we, where these language apps have got to be getting better. And I have heard that there's a live translation one, so Lord knows how that would work. But it's good fun.
Is that like Tap Tap C, where they have all these people sitting at computers waiting for your translation to come in?
Well, you could. You could.
That'd be quite cool.
You could definitely have that. So that's us then. And anyone else want to play this game, then please go ahead, because it's fun. Bye for now.
Bye. En ons kon doeke vat, ja kinders was nog kinders, toe ons nog kinders was. Kinders was nog kinders, toe ons nog kinders was.